ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ವಾಚ್ ಟು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಟ್ರ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ ವಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಒಬ್ಲಿವಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಟೈಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ there was one Goswami called Gopal Bhatta Goswami. There were six Goswamis, main Goswamis, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the youngest of all, and he was from South India. He was from Sri Rangam. His father's name was Venkata Bhatta, and Venkata Bhatta was a pujari of Sri Rangam temple, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for South Indian tour, and he thank you Hari Bol. And he stayed at the house of Venkata Bhatta for 4 months of Chaturmasya. And in the 4 months time, Venkata Bhatta as a small boy became so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he didn't want to him to leave. After 4 months, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya wanted to leave and he wanted to go with him. So then Mahaprabhu Chaitanya told him that you please serve your mother and father till they are alive. When they leave the bodies, you come to Vrindavan. So painfully he stayed at home. Of course he loved his parents, but he wanted to go very much to Vrindavan with Lord, accompany him. And he stayed back, he grew up, he became mature young man, and then this is contrast, I have to fan you actually. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, I feel very odd, the great souls are fanning me. Hare Krishna. So, Venkata Bhatta stayed back in his house. We have gone there many times. And when he grew up and his parents left their bodies, they died, he went to Vrindavan. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri. So he wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to go to Vrindavan, so he didn't break the order. He went to Vrindavan when he was not there. And he was burning in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That I want to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri, but the order for me is not to go there, to go to Vrindavan. So he was burning in separation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the news that he is actually suffering in separation. So he sent his sitting asana and cloth as a solace for his... But still... he was in pain of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the Lord appeared in his dream and told him that you go to Pashupatinath and take bath in Gandaki river. Now Gandaki river is the only river in the whole universe where Shaligram Shila is found under the ground of the river. So he went there and he took bath. He travelled all the way walking, took bath there. And then after taking bath, the sadhus offer arghya, they offer water. So he dip his kamandalu, and in that kamandalu, some shaligram shilada entered. Now you can imagine, the shilada are very heavy, they are always at the bottom of the river, they never come at the surface of the river. But surprisingly enough, the big shaligram shilas appeared on the surface of the water and entered the kamandalu of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So he thought by chance they must have come, so he again poured them back, and second time he again wanted to take water and again some shilas entered. Again he put back, and third time when he did that, there was a celestial voice in the sky. I told you I will meet you in Pashupatinath. This is me. Please accept them and worship them and take back to Vrindavan. So 12 shaligram shilas entered in the kamandalu, and he understood the Lord's desire and took all the shilas back to Vrindavan. Started worshipping them. Shaligram Shila worship is a very, very potent worship. But it is also very strict. One cannot just give up in between. And wherever you travel, the Shila has to travel with you. You have to carry all the paraphernalia, all the boxes, all the fruits and dry fruits and worshipping paraphernalia and chandan and tulsi. You have to find out wherever you go, find out river, water, so many things are there. But if you do it nicely, it gives you great advancement in spiritual life, also gives you a lot of prosperity and a lot of material advancement also. Of course, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was performing this worship not for any material advancement. In pure devotional service, he would use Jamuna water, chandan and tulsi and every day worship him. All the 12 shilas, separately he would worship them. At night, put cloth on every shila and put them to rest. Shayanam. One day what happened, one rich man came. And the rich man had paraphernalia of worship to the Lord. That means he had sets and sets and sets of mukut and murli and jewelry and necklaces and waist belts and ankle belts and wrist belts and armlets. So many things he had, all kinds of sets of ornaments which you would offer to a deity which has a form. So he went to Rupa Goswami, he went to Sanatana Goswami, he went to all the Goswamis, and they had their deities. Rupa Goswami had his deity Govinda, and Madan Mohanji was there with Sanatana Goswami, and everybody had their forms of the Lord. They would worship and they accepted that gift and they used in service of the Lord. And the rich man went to Gopal Bhatta Goswami also, and he offered him the jewelry. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, "My Lord is like a laddu. He is very sweet and he is round and round. He has no hands and legs and face and nose and everything. What will I do with this ornament that you give?" But Sadhu said, "Nonetheless, I want to give you this. Please accept it as my gift. I don't want to go back with the gifts. I've got it for you, please accept it." So then Gopal Bhatta accepted it and kept it. Doesn't know how to use it. But because of the acceptance of that gift of set of jewelry, he developed a desire that my Lord should also have a form. He just thought in the mind, how nice it would be if my Shaligram Shilas also develop a form. Standing threefold bending form, playing flute, I can wear crown, I can put a flute in the hand, and I can put ankle bells, I can put dresses, I can do everything. So desiring, but nothing is happening. And then the festival of Narsingh Bhagwan came. Narsingha Chaturdashi. On that day, the Lord broke the pillar and came out as Narsingh Bhagwan. Because his devotee Prahlad said, yes, he is in that pillar also. He is everywhere. So the Hiranyakashipu asked, is he in the pillar? Then his closest thing he saw. He said, yes, my father, he is in the pillar also. Just because his pure devotee Prahlad pointed at that pillar and said he is there also, the Lord instantly took an emergency incarnation. He appeared in half man, half lion form and was ready in the pillar already when he pointed out, before it even got broken. Then Hiranyakashipu smashed it with the club, and there came out Lord Narsingh Bhagwan. And all the pastime, what happened afterwards. The custom in the devotional life is, when there is a festival, we read the story of the festival. We open Bhagavatam and from that we read whole pastime and remember the whole pastime and remember how Lord was so merciful. So on the day of Narsingha Chaturdashi, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, this is real loving fanning, loving, instantly spontaneous loving fanning. The way the Gopalas, the bathe Krishna, the instant spontaneous love. There was no pomp and planning and opulence. So simply love was there. So Krishna enjoyed the most. So even if the air doesn't touch me, I'm enjoying the most. Not even one drop of sweat has disappeared by the air, but still, it's so much pleasure to see them. So they read the whole pastime. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, all his devotees opened the Bhagavatam and long hours they read. At the end, when the pastime came to the point of discussion, that the Lord broke the pillar and appeared just by one pointing of Prahlad, just by desire of his pure devotee. Please listen the story very carefully. They are like, if you feel sleepy, look at them to wake up. Otherwise, listen to the story. So, at that point, a thought came to his mind. By just one finger indication of Prahlad, Lord appeared from a pillar in the most unusual form. I am just desiring a simple form, not unusual form like half man, half lion. So, why not he appear from the Shila also? Like that thought came to his mind and he just said, okay, fine. The day ended, he put the shilas to rest. He went to sleep and he woke up next morning. When he woke up next morning, one of the shilas called Damodar Shila, the covering cloth on that was expected to be flat, right? All of the stones are like this, so they are like this and flat size. One of the cloth was standing upright. And he was like bewildered, what is there under that? So went to Jamuna, ran to Jamuna, took bath and cleaned himself and chanted mantras, and he just woke the Lord up by chanting mantras. And he saw that one of the shilas, Damodar Shila, from the front of Damodar Shila had come out a beautiful form of the Lord, which is of the height of 4, 4 and 4, 12 fingers in this, you know, this fashion. This is has some height. And you put 4 more fingers on that, that size of the beautiful, well-formed, beautifully formed fingers and eyes and lotus feet and threefold bending form, right leg bending over left leg, and he is bent at the waist, he is bent in the neck, nicely tilted and holding flute in hand. I was so happy. The Lord has responded to my desire. He immediately called Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswamis, please come and see. And they came running to the temple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Not temple, of course, that time it was under tree only. There's a place just behind the temple called as Radharaman Prakatya Sali. Small place under a tree where actually they appeared. And later on the temple was built. So all the Goswamis came there. And Rupa Goswami saw the deity very carefully. And he said that the lotus feet of this deity is exactly like Madan Mohanji, where we are going to go very soon. The chest part of this deity is exactly like Govindji. And the Mukha Kamal, the lotus face, is exactly like Gopinathji, Radha Gopinathji, playing flute. So I see the all the three features of Madan Mohan, Govindji and Gopinathji in one deity. And he named him as Radha Raman Dev, the deity that, the Krishna that enjoys with Radharani. And today also, if you see the deity, so small, you know, but every limb of the deity is so beautifully formed. And it is made of Shaligram Shila stone only. It is Shaligram Shila only actually. It's come out. And then very joyfully, Gopal Bhatta Goswami wore all the jewelry and ornaments to the deity. And something more I will tell you, a beautiful story, that he organized a big festival on the celebration of appearance of Radharaman Dev. And he took loans from many vendors in the market, you know. And told them in 15 days I'll give back the money, when donations will come I'll give back. And he arranged a Shobha Yatra, arranged a big feast, he arranged a grand function for the Lord's response to his desire and really celebrated the appearance very beautifully. Many, many gopis had taken birth as girls during that time when Gopal Bhatta Goswami was there, but he was in a man's body. He is Guna Manjari, he is also Manjari only, but he has taken birth as a man, as a Goswami, and the girls had taken birth as girls only. So the parents would be very angry with the girls because they would run behind his Baba to hear his Katha and hear his Krishna consciousness pastimes. They said, this is not good. So they would sometimes scold them, sometimes stop them. So when this procession was going to take place, many parents locked their daughters. Some of them left their bodies. Many parents opposed them and they tricked their parents and they joined the parikrama. And they participated in the whole parikrama and the parikrama got over, the festival got over and they were very happy. 1 week passed away, 10 days passed away, 12 days, 13 days, 14 days passed away. No money came as donations. Now, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very sad. He said, how I will keep my word? I am a sadhu, I must keep my word. So 14th day night, he could not sleep only. And then still nobody came to give money. No money came. So 15th day, he said, I should be honest. I should meet all the vendors and beg pardon and ask for some more time. So he went to first vendor and told, I am very sorry, tears in eyes, I am very repentful, and please forgive me, I am not able to keep my word. Give me some more time, I will really beg, borrow and I will do something for you. He said, why are you talking like this? The next year festival you have come and given the money to me. He said, what? He went to next person, begged apology, really wanted to beg time. He said, Maharaji, why are you embarrassing us? You have come personally and given the money back to us. And every vendor told the same thing to them. And then he realized Radha Raman Dev himself came in my form and gave the money back. This is the pastime of Radha Ramanji. So Radha Ramanji, the way Narasingha Bhagavan appeared, an instant response to a devotee's indication. Similarly, instant response to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's desire. like Narasimha Bhagwan, can he come? And he came. So it is said, if you have any devotional desires, go and express it at Radharaman temple. Radharaman Dev will fulfill your desires. And how we fulfill your desire? In current times, I will narrate a story to you. Our dear Gurudev Radhanand Swami Maharaj, we went to Chirghat. Remember Chirghat? In front of Chirghat, at the bank of Jamuna, he would sleep there on the ground. That was his house. And he would get up there, and he'll take bath there, he'll wash his clothes, squeeze them, wear the same clothes again, and go to Radharaman Mangal Arati every day. He would wake up with the sound of the bell, you know, of the temple. And in few minutes, he'll take bath and rush to Radharaman temple for Mangal Arati. Then what happened was, I told you, they were the only two foreigners, Radhanath Swami and Asim Krishna Prabhu. And then Radhanath Swami was enjoying his stay in Vrindavan, and he totally forgot the expiry of visa and anything. And then the government notified that this Richard Slavin is overdue for his visa, and they took out a warrant for him. And because there are only two foreigners, whole the Braj people knew that there are only two foreigners, and one of them is he and one of them is he. One is bona fide staying here, another person is, but they came to know police is chasing them, asking where is Richard. So all the Brajwasis warned, don't go on the main road, they are looking out for you. And that time he realized his visa was over expired. Then what to do? So then officer came, which was very nasty actually. Very nasty and very cruel officer came, and he was like one day really angrily searching every gully and every corner. And all the friends again informed him, he was mad. This fellow is known for his madness and he will do anything. Now please do something and protect yourself. So Maharaj realized that, now if I am caught, I am finished. If I am not caught, I am finished. And I love Vrindavan so much. I don't want to leave Vrindavan, because if I am once off board, I am deported to my country, I am already blacklisted by the visa authorities. Because you have crunched, you overdo so much in India. So forever I will be away from Vrindavan and never can come back again to India. So he said, he woke up in the morning, in the night he could not sleep. He woke up in the morning and he went to Mangal Arati of Radharamanji, and sincerely with tears in eyes he prayed to Radharamanji, please, you are the master of whole creation. You can do whatever you like, but you can really save me from this mess and not let me lose Vrindavan in my life. Now only you can, I don't know how it will happen, but you please be merciful upon me and let me stay in Vrindavan. He just did this Mangal Arati, prayed earnestly, and with sad heart he was just coming. And every day he would walk through Seva Kunj Gali, and he would go to 6 o'clock Mangal Arati of Radha Vallabh temple where we had prasad. And that Goswamiji was his close friend, he was a young boy that time. Every single day, Radhavan Mangal Arati, and then he would walk through the gullies. You know, he was very well versed with the gullies because he was staying there only. It was pitch dark, but he would go and find out Radha Vallabh temple and attend 6 o'clock Mangal Arati. So he went there. But when he came out, it was very, very pitch dark. And he was just usually, you know, by his intuition he was walking. And suddenly some loud sound of animal came. And you know, it pierced his teeth in the calf of Radhanath Swami's left leg. But he couldn't understand which was. He was an animal, it was a dog or a fox or what, wolf, he didn't know anything. But he heard some cracking sound, like, you know, like the dog's bark. Whee! Like that. And then the teeth entered in his calf deeply and took some flesh out, and nothing he could see. Only the sound he could see and the pain of the calf. So there was nothing to be seen. So he walked with that, like that only. Continued walking. And the leg was bleeding like anything. There was flesh oozing out, coming out of the body, and blood was coming out. And he walked all the way and reached Radha Vallabh temple. In Radha Vallabh temple, there was some light. So Goswamiji, he attended the Mangal Arati fully. Everybody was looking at the Lord, nobody looking behind. After that, this Goswamiji went to see Sri Haribol to him, and he saw there was a line of blood all the way from entrance of temple up to his where he was standing. And he saw the wound. That time, even Maharaj saw the wound. The wound was bleeding like anything. So what happened? So he explained, something happened. Somebody, no, some animal must have bitten me. So it could be a mad dog. And if mad dog, that means rabies. And you will get mad. And you will die very soon. You have to get it treated. He said, how can I get treated? The nearest government medical center is across the road. And where is the road? Where we came today morning for Govindji temple. That is the main road. And the government Prathamik Arogya Kendra, PHC, Primary Health Center, is across that, even today also. So this is Vrindavan, and there's a Mathura Vrindavan road which joins Vrindavan Mathura, and then beyond that is government offices and municipal commissioner, everybody sitting over there. So how can I go that side? You know, if I go on the main road, I'll be caught. So you get caught or you die. You have no choice. So the many people guided him. You have to do treatment immediately. In those days, there must be 14 injections. Remember, in childhood, our mothers would scare us. If dog bites you, 14 injections in the abdomen. They'll lift your skin and they'll pierce a huge needle. So everybody said that you will die unless you take 14 injections. So what to do? The guy was chasing him, hunting him, and then he died and he went to the... And the fellow told him, you have to take 14 injections, otherwise you will die. He said, if I come here, I will be caught. He said, I will give a medical certificate to you, that you need to take the injections, and I will also write in that he needs to be allowed to stay till he finishes his 14 days injections, daily one injection. And all the backdated, no visa condition, it will be covered by that. Suppose today you give a certificate that you need a stay here in India, all those days which you are without visa will be also covered in that, no? So today how can you stay in these 14 days? You have to give visa for all those days plus 14 days. So you got a certificate, and with that he went to officers and officers and officers and officers to apply for, pardon him and to let him go out of country and allow him to come back again. That means make his case valid and let him go out of the country and come back again in a bona fide way again. But every officer said this is a very complicated case, this is impossible, we just cannot do anything. This is too much overdue, you should have woken up earlier. You have woken up now and we can't do anything. You just get the injections, get the visa stamped and get out forever from the country. And Maharaj went to the Home Minister of country, Central Home Minister of central government. And he also saw the case and he said, impossible. The last buck, that fails and nothing else can work. And the Maharaj was so sad. And somehow the Central Home Minister looked into the eyes of Radhana Swami. And he felt so pitiable, Maharaj's face was so pitiable that I have done hitchhiking and I struggled, I went walking and so many ups and downs and so many tribulations I have gone through to come to this Mother India, to stay here, to worship my Lord. I found my way out and now this incident will take me away from India forever. That kind of feeling was on his face and he was really sad. And looking at his face, something happened to the Home Minister. He just stamped positive on the say immediately. It was impossible because of his authority. He used his authority, stamped it. He said, okay, your all the days of this visa is now become valid, including 14 days, and you can go now. Why this happened? Because Radharamanji responded to Maharaj's prayer on that particular day when the dog beat him in the morning. So Radharamanji says that if you have any spiritual desires, you can go and submit them at the feet of Radharamandev. Radharamanji is very merciful and he gives you the darshan of lotus feet of Madan Mohanji, the chest of Gopinath Govindji and the lotus face of Gopinathji at the vein one time. So if you have, sometimes you have a rushing tour to Vrindavan and you have only few minutes to be in Vrindavan, what is the place you can go to? Go to Radharamanji. Because you will get the essence of all the three deities in them and also put your requests. Because of Radharamandev's mercy, Radhana Swami is there with us, again and again coming to Vrindavan, giving us yatras, Otherwise, at that time, if you would have been out of India, there would have been no Vrindavan yatra. You wouldn't have been here. Because after that, he went to America, and his authority there didn't let him come back to Vrindavan for 14 years. He was only pleading, and the authority would say, no, you cannot go. So after 14 years in 1986, when he came back, first immediately he took us back to Vrindavan, and there were only 22 people in the yatra, and we had yatra not like today's yatra. Our yatra would begin at 4:30 a.m. in the morning with Mangal Aarti. As soon as Mangal Aarti gets over at 4:50, we go out and we come back at 11:30. There is no Mahaprasadam arranged, there is no food arranged, we just depend on Krishna. And many times we would beg at the house of Brijvasis, beg rotis, bring back to Maharaj. He would sit under a tree and distribute all the rotis to all of us. We have the rotis and again we go. In the heat and summer or whatever. first yatra was in December, so it was a bit cold. And I still remember the huts where we begged. And still there was the tree under which Maharaj was sitting. There is an Akshay Vat, you know, in deep Vrindavan. Maharaj, all of us surrounded him, and we gave all the rotis to him, bunch of rotis and some sabji, and he gave one roti to all of us, and all the lunch we had. And again we were on the move. And we went to so many places, you know. Barsana, Nandagaon, Govardhan, Parikrama, everything we did. And one thing you must know, that today is Janmashtami day. And it's also a very auspicious day in our life, especially. It's auspicious for everybody's life because Krishna took birth today. But when Radhanath Maharaj was on the way to Amarnath, you know, he was sadhu, he had no money, so he was in third class bogie. And people were all jammed up on the door and they were entering in the train through the window only. They would dive in the window and go inside. Inside people would pull the person. So like that he was traveling from one place to some other place to go to Amarnath because he had promised his friend Gary that he will meet him in Amarnath. So every place, you know, they were all suffocated inside, so they would just come out of the window, take some fresh air and again jump in the window in the train and go to further station. And like that they were doing, alone, Maharaj alone was doing and many sadhus were doing along with him. And they came to one station and there was too much of crowd, I was so suffocated that they came out of the train. Along with that, Radhana Swami also came out. That time Richard took some breath. And you know, flocks of people were jumping in the window to get in the train. So as usual, he thought that I will go, in the end I will also hang on. So he just, people were just not finishing only, they were just going in and getting pulled. And they were not ending only. So finally train started moving. So then he had to just hang on to the window and try to squeeze in and get inside. And he tried and tried, picking up speed. And finally he realized he cannot any longer get in the train. And the train moved and train went away in front of his eyes. Oh, what about my promise to my friend? Gary must be waiting there. I have to reach there in 3 days' time. And he has to go to Amarnath, is there, you know, so right in the Himalayas. After last stop, you have to go by bus and then take another bus and go to far. It's a long journey. But what to do? Train left. And he was on the platform. He said, where am I? What to do? He asked some people, what is this place? He said, this is Mathura. Mathura station. And so many sadhus were there, saffron clad, long beard and, you know, nicely tied bun on the head of jatas. They said, where are you going? He said, today is Janmashtami. Yeah. We all are going to Vrindavan. You want to come with us? So he said. So they walked from Mathura station to Vrindavan. They didn't have a tempo traveler. They walked from there. And as soon as Radhanath Maharaj came on this day to Vrindavan, he writes that he realized that this is the place of Krishna. There's nobody told him any pravachan. Just by the ambience, just by the environment, just by the vibrations, he could perceive that this is the place where Krishna was born and Krishna was raised. So today is also a very auspicious day for us. The anniversary of Radhana Swami's visit to Vrindavan. Hari Bol. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsav Ki Jai Ho. Thank you very much.